Grandpa Jake's Storybook. Insects Galore. Lincoln's Lullaby.
Grandpa, will you tell me a bedtime story?
Tristan asked as his grandfather tucked him into bed.
Of course. I wonder, what would be a good story to tell you?
He said thoughtfully.
Can you tell me another story about Judy and her insect friends?
The little boy said.
I really like them.
Aha! I just thought of a perfect bedtime story.
Grandpa Jake replied.
It's about Lincoln, Drudy's ladybug friend. It also happened at bedtime.
Goody!
Tristan exclaimed, and then settled down while his grandfather began the story.
Late one night, when little children all over the neighborhood were safely tucked in their beds, a small group of insect friends were gathered together.
Grandpa Jake began.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Lincoln sang as he lay on a leaf, staring up at the starry night sky.
Up above the world so high.
Wallace joined in, and the two continued the chorus together.
Like a diamond in the sky.
Lincoln and Wallace sang the rest of the lullaby together. When it came to an end, they were silent. The air was very still and quiet around them. The soft trickle of the nearby stream could be heard clearly, as well as the rustle of the slight breeze whispering through the leaves of their tree. There were other noises as well, crickets chirping their nightly tune, hooting owls in search of dinner, the frogs croaking their melodious chorus, and the little footsteps of raccoons scurrying around looking for food. Lincoln and Wallace listened to the night sounds and watched as the fireflies lit up and danced around the pond. Then Lincoln sighed.
I wish I could write a lullaby,
he said, sitting up and facing Wallace.
Why don't you try?
Wallace asked.
I don't think I can. I've never written a song before, but I love singing lullabies.
You should try,
Wallace encouraged.
I think you could write a beautiful lullaby.
I guess I should give it a try, but...
Lincoln started, then his sentence trailed off.
I'll think about it.
The two friends said goodnight and turned over on their leaves. Wallace was soon fast asleep. However, Lincoln stayed awake, thinking about the lullaby he longed to write.
I wonder if I could really write one,
he thought.
I should probably try, but what if I can't do it? What then?
He pondered about it a little longer, until he too joined Wallace in restful sleep. The next day, Lincoln flew off to a quiet spot. He decided that he was going to give songwriting a try. Finding the perfect blade of grass for composing, he settled down and was soon deep in thought.
What should I write it about? A star?
He thought aloud and then shook his head.
The night animals?
He scrunched up his face, disliking the idea.
The dark? Night sounds?
Lincoln let out a distressed wail.
I can't even think of what to write my lullaby about. How am I ever going to even start?
Discouraged that he could not accomplish what he so longed to, he exclaimed,
I'll never be good at anything. This is terrible. I should have never even tried.
Just then, a voice sounded behind him.
There you are. I've been looking for you.
It was Wallace. By this time, Lincoln was very distraught and frustrated.
What's wrong?
Wallace asked, noticing Lincoln's unhappy face.
Nothing,
Lincoln muttered, not knowing how to explain the problem.
Could have fooled me. You look pretty down.
Wallace sat next to him and gave him a friendly nudge. Realizing that he couldn't hide the obvious from his friend, Lincoln shrugged and let out a sigh.
"Actually, something is wrong,"
he said.
"Remember last night when I said I wanted to write a lullaby?"
"Uh-huh,"
Wallace responded.
"After thinking about it some more, I decided I'd try and write one today."
"Wow, I'm sure it's going to be great,"
said Wallace with a warm smile.
"I don't think so,"
Lincoln frowned.
"I couldn't even think of what to write the lullaby about. I tried and tried, but I didn't come up with anything. I can't do it,"
he concluded.
"Oh,"
his friend said.
"I'm sorry about that, but you can't just give up. You have to keep trying. Sometimes you have to try over and over again until you get it right."
"But I can't,"
Lincoln said, exasperated.
"I won't be able to write a lullaby, ever."
Wallace thought for a minute and then turned to his distressed friend.
"Did you pray and ask God to help you?"
he finally said. Lincoln looked down and shook his head.
"You should,"
Wallace said.
"I'm sure he'd help you. Then, if you want, I could help you as well. I've never written a lullaby before either. It will be a first for both of us. But we can do it together, with God's help."
A smile spread across Lincoln's face.
"I like that idea,"
he said.
"You're a great friend, Wallace."
"That's such a nice thing for you to say. Come on, let's get started."
The two friends bowed their heads to pray.
"God, please cheer Lincoln up,"
Wallace prayed.
"Help us now as we write this lullaby. Show us what to write this song about, and even give us the words for it. Also help us to keep trying, even when it doesn't seem to work. Amen."
"I thought of something,"
Lincoln said.
"What if we wrote it about nighttime sounds?"
"I like that. What would you think about singing it for Drudy, Bits and Fiery, once it's written?"
Lincoln nodded his head in agreement.
"I think they'd like that."
Soon the words and tune to the lullaby started coming together.
Wow.
Every time Wallace and Lincoln got stuck, they would bow their heads and ask God to help them. And he did. Before long, they had their lullaby. That night, in the moonlight, Lincoln and Wallace sang their lullaby for their friends.
"That was beautiful,"
exclaimed Bits when they were done.
"I'd like to learn to sing it too."
Fiery nodded her head, liking the idea as well. Lincoln couldn't have been happier.
"Was a nice story,"
Tristan said as Grandpa finished.
"Do you think you could help me write a lullaby sometime too?"
"I'd be happy to,"
Grandpa Jake answered.
"And when we do, we can remember all the things that Lincoln and Wallace learned about not giving up and asking God to help them."
"Oh yes, I think it will be a good lullaby,"
Tristan smiled and then yawned.
"Grandpa, before I fall asleep, could you sing Lincoln's lullaby for me?"
"Why, of course. Close your eyes and I'll sing it for you. When darkness covers the sky and stars twinkle up on high, I love to listen to all the sounds that nighttime brings around. I hear the cricket's song, the frogs also sing along. Shh, I can hear the breeze rustling the grass and leaves. Hush now and listen well. There's a nighttime tale told to all near and far, no matter where you are."
Moral: it's important to keep trying, no matter how difficult or impossible something may seem. If you ask God to help, He'll be there for you.